together a very broad coalition of religious traditions from the Unitarians, Christians, Jews, Muslims, Quakers, Buddhists, who have I forgotten? North American Indians, to people who are acting out of the best and the depth of their spiritual traditions. And that's who's joining this circle today, and we are really honored to be able to make our scriptures and our histories and our traditions into a living monument that we will bring across to the White House today. In the Christian scriptures, it talks about making your body a living witness and making each step that you take to be a stone that builds a temple to God. And so as we cross today, as we move to the sidewalk, as we send our witness to President Obama, as we risk arrest, these are the living letters. These are the living epistles of the people of faith. This is the living witness of what it means to live out of the abundance of a creator that loves us. And so we want all of the world to be welcomed into the abundance of God at this point on this day. People of faith are gifted with a prophetic imagination. That means being able to understand the world the way it is, but having a vast, wonderful dream of the way God intends the world to be. And today we are going to live out that dream, the way that Dr. King lived out a dream, the way that there is now a memorial of stone to him, which, with all great respect, it is a good thing to honor the man on the nation's capital, to honor the movement on the nation's capital. Stone with